Hallelujah. Now, turn with me to the book of James. Oblique thinking. Now, let's first of all remember the definition of oblique. Oblique is neither perpendicular nor parallel to a line, diverging from a given straight line or course, indirectly stated or expressed, not straightforward. All right? Now, our thoughts must be clear. Amen. Amen. And that those thoughts must be clear when God is speaking to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when God speaks to us, we are supposed to hear him clearly and not misunderstand what is being said. Now, unfortunately, we all misunderstand and misinterpret what God is saying based on our past or our backgrounds or our families, or sometimes based on whether we are men or women. Do you understand? Like, if you listen to me preaching, sometimes you hear me saying certain things about the behavior of some of the ladies and the pastors' wives and things like that. Now, if you have oblique thinking, you may think that I don't like woman. Do you see? It means that your mind is oblique. It's not even perpendicular or parallel to the words. Because you can't find any church with as many lady pastors as we have amongst us. So if we didn't want women to be pastors or to preach, we wouldn't be having so many ladies as pastors and even in charge of many things that I do. Do you see? So it's just, you don't want to just accept that what is being said. Think about what is being said. Just only what is being said. Don't add anything else to it. Is it true or is it not true? That's all. And then we flow. You get it? So people don't just receive the word of God. When he said, go ye into all the world, oblique. Say, okay, so we have to love the world, we have to think of the world, we have to... No, he said, go into the world, don't change anything. Go means go, into the world means the world. So what happens is that each time the word of God comes, we apply oblique pressures to the word, and then it just becomes something else. It's like what I was saying about polygamy, you know. Was David a polygamist or not? Was he the man after God's heart or not? Was he not a polygamist? And Solomon and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the people that we admire. Don't be oblique. Is it there or it's not there?
It's there.
So you have a lot of oblique thinking. Everything is passed through a filter. That is why it's so complicated sometimes to talk to people. Because you are just saying this. They will never see what you are saying, but see something else. And to read something else into what is being said. And that is the reason why, and often those things are because we don't want to obey. We come up with all kinds of oblique side thoughts. Okay? Now, James chapter 3, Verse 13. And I'm talking about all these things because the word that we have is very clear. Many are called, and many need only one talent to do the will and the work of God. Don't pass it through any filters. Just flow with it and do what he says. That is what people haven't done. And that is why we have not seen the results that we ought to see. And we can see greater results if we decide to serve the Lord. Now, verse 13. So let's apply just English language to what we are reading. Okay? Who is a wise man? That's what the Bible says. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Do you want to apply some oblique pressure to this all? Is it a question you can relate with? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Among you. Let him show out of a good conversation his works. Now, the word conversation, of course, is the old English, but if you change the version, it says behavior or his conduct. Okay? Let him show out of a good conversation his works. Or in other words, let him show his works. Amen.
Amen.
So, if you are looking for a wise person, let him show from his works. Your works show that you are wise. No works shows no wisdom. Now, I'm standing here with works. I'm standing here with churches in 90 countries. No, no clapping at all. Not even a slight. Don't even do this. I am telling you, I am standing here with works and with church buildings and cathedrals and books and crusades and many things. Let him show out of a good conversation his works. So it will be in your interest to listen to what a wise person is saying. And some of you don't have any works to show for your wisdom. Are you listening?
Yeah.
But you would have thought that people would listen if I talk. A lot of people don't listen. I'm talking about my own church. Let him show. Let me show you. Wisdom is seen in the works. You know, I don't listen to people who don't have works to show. If you hear me talking about somebody in the ministry, you see that I am talking about somebody who has something to show and back what he's saying, not just talking. In Mark chapter 6, verse 4, Jesus said, "A prophet is not without honor but in his own country." Verse 3. Is not this the carpenter, the brother, the son of Mary? Verse 2. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, saying, "From whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are wrought by his hands. Okay, so he says, what wisdom has this man got that such mighty works? So mighty works are the proofs of wisdom. That's a reality. Let him show out of a good conversation. Let him show out of a good conversation his works. Let him show out of a good conversation his works. So your works speak for you. So you need works. All of you need to prove that you are wise by building churches, by winning souls, by having crusades, by planting churches. That's when we will know that you are wise, not when you talk. Talking is key. Many people were impressed with Obama. I was also impressed with him. In fact, one time when he gave a speech, I said, wow, this man can really talk. But by the time he left office, I was not impressed with him, because to me, he had just promoted homosexuality in the world. That seemed to be the works he has done. I don't see anything else that he has done. Yeah. So that shows to me that what we were thinking was wisdom was nothing. Because let him show his works, out of his works, his meekness. Let him show out of a good conversation his works. Psalm 104 verse 24. O Lord my God, how manifold are thy works. How manifold are thy works. In wisdom thou hast made them all. In wisdom you have made all your works. Amen. So works are seen by wisdom. Works are seen by wisdom. Amen. Is that not so? Oh Lord, how what? How manifold? You know what is the word? What manifold means? Plenty. Oh Lord, how plenteous are thy works. So where are your works? Are you wise? I want to see your works. It's not by sitting on the front row that makes you wise. It's the works that make you wise. Sitting on the front row doesn't mean you are wise. Not at all. Not at all. Your works show that you are wise. Yes. What you can do and what you have done. Not the excuses you bring and the reasons you give. Why this? Why this? Why this? How manifold are thy works? In wisdom thou hast made them all. All the works you made them with wisdom. Yes. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. What wisdom is this that such mighty works are done? So who is a wise man? The wisest person here is the one who has works to show for his wisdom. Yes. That is why African nations and some of the other islands and some of the places need to look carefully at the works which have been built in Australia, in America, in Europe, etc., etc., and learn what there is some wisdom that the people have here to create and to build a kind of world here. It's true. And when they don't apply that wisdom, they don't get the same works. Because the way we think in Africa creates poverty. It creates nothing. It creates nothing. No one has anything. It's a way of thinking and doing things. Your wisdom shows in the works you do. That's what you don't want to accept, but that's the truth. It's true. The works of your life show, oh, this is a wise guy. This is a wise girl. This is a wise young man. This is a wise person. It's a wise child. You see that in the works that the person comes up with. So try to come up with something that shows that you think well. You think correctly. Instead of turning your beach into a rubbish dump, you turn it into a business that gives you something. And so on and so forth. So I don't read books by people who haven't achieved anything. Build something, do something, create something. Then we'll read your book. Yes, then we'll read your book. How manifold are thy works? In wisdom thou hast made, you made things the way they are by your wisdom. The earth is full of thy riches. Australia is full of God's riches. Kangaroos, snakes, the seas, the beaches. What else do you have here? Spiders. Iguanas. Koalas. Koalas. Everything here shows the riches of God's wisdom. Yes. It's beautiful. Very, very intelligent design. As you sit there, you are a living machine. Yes. Urine is forming in your kidneys as I speak and dripping drop by drop into your bladder. Very soon you'll be feeling your bladder is full and you feel like wee-wee. It's happening now. It's going to drop, keep from the back. The kidney is up at the back and it's dropping. Are you listening to me? It's dripping and it's dropping all the way down at the back and comes to the front. The food you've eaten is being turned into water, into a watery, not even a paste, almost like water. And it's going through and it's being extracted. Different parts are being extracted from different places until the last part is left. And as we speak now, every rectum here is forming feces. As we speak. Yes. Yeah. Doctor, I'm wrong. I'm right. As we speak, every heart is pumping. Some 80, 60, 70, 90 times every minute. Since the day you were born till today, it has never rested. Yes. As we speak, inside your blood, chemical reactions are going on. Every second, they are just turning around, reactions going, reactions. Enzymes are working, moving. Compounds are changed into different things. Your blood pressure is being maintained by complex mechanism of how hard your heart is beating and how tight your blood vessels are. As we speak, your eyes are receiving light waves and is converted in the front here instead of a glass. It's something like water is like glass and converts the rays into something and forms at the back of your eye to a kind of plate at the back of your eye and forms a picture. And it goes in and you are seeing. Eh? At the same time as urine is forming and your rectum is forming and your blood is, your heart is pumping, some wombs are bleeding and squeezing out blood. As we are here, they are squeezing blood out like that. They are squeezing. It's just amazing. It says, how manifold are thy works? Many, many things are the works of God. And it is in wisdom that you have made them all. And the whole earth is full of thy riches. Full of thy riches. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, in Proverbs 3:19, it says, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. So God used wisdom to make the earth. And by understanding, he established the heavens. So wisdom has made the earth. Okay, and I'm saying all these verses just because of what I read in James. You get it? That I don't want you to be confused by oblique thinking. Verse 13 of James 3. Who is a wise man in Australia and in this Pacific region? Let him show he is a wise man by the churches you are able to build, the souls you are able to save, the works you are able to do. That is what will tell me the wisdom that you have. Don't tell me at the end of your life, Bishop, you were right. You know, all that you said, it was true. Now that I'm dying, I can see that all along you've been preaching to us the word of God. That is not wisdom. Look, even those who don't read the Bible, by the time they are dying, they are full of wisdom. Wisdom is something you need to use for your life, not to know after your life is over. You don't even need to read the Bible to become wise by the end of your life, you know, you will be saying things as if you are the Bible. When you speak, it will be such wisdom. So, wow, you tell somebody this and that. And say, wow, how do you know all this? So, I know, I've suffered. I've suffered in life. Yeah. By the end of your life, you will be saying many of the things that are in the Word of God. They will be your quotations. Yes. So a wise man is seen in that he saw it in time, early. Wow. Applied himself, applied herself. I sat in the house of one old lady. She must have been 70 years old then. She said to me, I was very proud. That's why I'm not married today. I didn't tell her. She told me. I didn't know. I don't know whether she's proud or not, because I saw her as an older lady. She told me I was very proud. And she told me how one day she was in the office and a man came from another country who wanted to marry her. And I was married to her, wanted to marry her, came to wait downstairs in the office, called for her. She said, oh, let him wait. You know, she was describing her pride. And she said, that's why I'm alone in this house today. Because I was proud. All of us will find out that we are proud one day. You have only to wait for a bit of time to find out that you were proud. It is if you can see it now and go down now. You get it? That's when we see that you are wise. But as for that you are proud and that all human beings are proud, you will know it by the time you are even dying or dead. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Yes. Because by the time you are dying or dead, you have no chance to do no good works. You'll just be lying in the bed, lamenting and saying so many things that you know about now, but can't do anything about. That's why it's the young people that must really listen, because you can apply a lot of the things. And never think that you are too young to be at a meeting or to hear the word of God. No. Verse 14. Are you listening?
Yes.
If you have bitter envy, if you have bitter envy and strife, factions in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above. So anytime there is strife and envy. Now what is strife? Strife is conflict, quarrel, and a lack of a flow. Striving. It's like you are struggling. Strife comes from strive. You strive. It's like we are forcing. And when I say something or preach and give certain words, and I am struggling to get through, I am striving. It says, this wisdom is not from above. Somebody somewhere is not wise. Yes. Somebody somewhere is not wise. And these days, I just sit and I watch people. I don't struggle with people that I'm striving with. I just leave them. Just do what you want. I leave you to God. There is a wind that is stronger than anything I can say. Yes. Striving. You think Ida is the first singer that I've ever had? No, I've had many. She is the singer that I don't strive with. Yes. Because I... Wait, no. Don't bother yourself with clapping. I'm not here for fans. I'm not here for fans. If I want fans, I'll tell you now I need fans. Just let the fans flow. Many singers, you try to say something, they have so many things about whatever. Yes. It become long discussions, long meetings. This and that. Why this? Why that? This song, this and that. You give them songs. I had singers once, I gave them a song, then they changed the song and sang what they call the old school and the new school version of the song. And my version was the old school. Striving, struggling with people. The fruits are very few. If you listen to the camp meetings that I've had, you see Doug Heward Mills struggling with lay people, trying to get them to trust in God and serve God and go all out and preach. Others, why are you not a missionary? Go all out. This and that. Preach. Do the work. You see me struggling and very little fruit. Very little fruit. Very little fruit. And you see one of the first times we had, I preached and preached with all my, I was surprised. Only one person and who came out, and that was Peter. Apostle Peter. Who came to Australia. The only person he came after. Sunday, I was even looking at him. Who is this man? I didn't know him then. He said, oh, I will go to Australia. You know, the way he even said it, I didn't know whether he was serious. He said, I'll go to Australia. I said, really? I said, go. Go if you go, go. Don't talk. Just go. And he came. All of you are his fruits. And I will never forget him for that. Yeah. All of you are his fruits. All of you here are his fruits. Yes. 20 years later. Yeah. But you see, preaching at a camp like this. Oh, nobody minded me. Only one person. and he is Peter. And you see the people, plenty, they listen. But nobody wants to do. You see that the person is trying to preach, struggling to talk, to convince people that serving God will not harm you. That it's a blessing to serve God. People don't want to do it. So he says that if you have strife, or you strive in your hearts, glory not against the truth, this wisdom descendeth not from above. Now, in this verse, in James 3, 5, it shows three oblique directions which thoughts go through. Yes, three clear oblique directions. Number one, earthly. Earthly wisdom. Or an earthly oblique style. A simple thing is said, but a person's mind is obliquely directed towards this earth. Are you with me?
Yes.
World. Earth. Sometimes you say to people, go into the world. And they will be saying in their heart, which world should I go to? I am just coming from the world. Do you know where I came from? Do you know my hometown? Which world do you want me to go into? I'm not going to no world. I've arrived back in town. I'm not going to no world. Yes. So people have an earthly orientation. Yes. And an earthly orientation, living for this world, trying to get money in this world, trying to make it in this world, trying to build houses in this world, trying to secure your life in this world, will always be an oblique filter, obliquely redirecting the message of God away from what it's supposed to achieve. And you find yourself never obey God because you are earthly minded. The Bible says this wisdom is not from above, but it's earthly. That means it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to be earthly minded. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. And it shows in the works. All that you have are earthly and human works. And I tell you, money cannot be used beyond what you eat and drink and what you need to provide for life. The rest is useless because you cannot use it. That's why the Bible says, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But we don't believe it. We pass it through an oblique mind. Maybe you have not been amongst millionaires before, but I have been amongst millionaires. You know what they discuss? What millionaires discuss? I was once in a church with a lot of millionaires. They're talking about how much everybody has. Oh, this one is a millionaire. He's like a 20 million. This one is a millionaire. It's like 50 million. Then I said, but the serious millionaires, they are like 500, 600 million. So this one is a very senior millionaire. This one is that's how they discuss. That's all the 20, 40, 60, 100, 200, 500. And if you ask them for anything, they'll give you $1,000 maximum. I'm talking about real people that I was talking to. Yes. That's why it will surprise you that Bill Gates has no intention of giving his money to his children. Because it's useless. You may have money to, when you go to KFC, to buy the whole building. Not the chicken, the building with the chicken in it and the people in it. And so what? Soak your garri. You can do nothing. Yes. I was once somewhere with some young men, and one of the young men who was in the bus, he told his people that I have enough money in my bag to buy this bus. And so what? You are still in the bus with us. You get what I'm saying? You can buy the bus and so what? You are sitting in the bus. Whether you can buy the bus or not, you are in the bus. So, earthly mindedness, maybe you don't understand the disease depression. Depression really comes from the word, from hopelessness. It's like there's no hope. And it's so bad that people feel like killing themselves. Because there are so many hopeless things on this earth. If you give yourself to this world, you will probably end up depressed. Yes. Because there's nothing here. The love of a man will not make you happy. If you want to be disappointed, give yourself to a man and see. True or not true? If you want to be sad, try falling in love and see. Sometimes I feel sorry for people who have big love. The people who have a lot of love to give, they suffer from giving a lot and getting nothing back. Yes. The returns are very small. There are people who don't have much love. We know that. And there are also people who have a lot of love. Those who have big love, like God, the Father, he suffers from loving with big love and getting very little return for his love. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He came to his own, but his own received him not. They killed him, they murdered him, they brutally dealt with him and threw him away into the rubbish dump. It was Joseph of Arimathea who came and said, please at least give me his dead body. And Pilate said, well, it's a body. You can have it. Those who have big love suffer, and many are depressed because the big love that they came with. How many have ever come with your big love and it wasn't well received? Raise your hand if you came with your big love. Can I see? Oh, the children are raising their hands. All beasts, you see? God is not a man that he should lie. How many don't have much love? So you will not even raise your hand for that one too. You not raise your hand that you don't have big love. You don't raise your hand, you don't have love. So if all your thoughts are tending towards earth, education, life here, which city, which town, where I should live, what accent I should speak with, what I should look like, etc., how things are physically, you are not a very wise person. It is not wisdom from above. Are you listening to me? Yeah. So that is where when you preach, many are called. Many people pass it through this oblique filter. And they pass it through their earthly thinking minds. So many are called and say, hey, but we are here on earth. We need to care for ourselves. And they do nothing. Because it passes through the earthly filter. And it becomes earthly wisdom combined with what God is saying. Amen. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
Then sensual. Senses. Sensual wisdom. Where it all depends on how you feel. Feelings.
You can't go by feelings. Most of the worldly songs are love songs. All love songs with feeling, they give you a feeling to flow with the feeling. And a sexy feeling too. Is it not true? Yeah. And because of that, many people who should be married or could be married are not married. Because they are waiting for sensual feelings. When you could have taken a rational decision and said, you, how old are you? What color is your hair? What is this features? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, marry. You can marry. But because of the sensual... Because in the Bible time, they didn't... He sent Eliezer, said, go and get a wife for my husband, for my son. He went and he got a wife. And he married and he had a stable marriage. But all these feelings, that's why the divorce is plenty. Yeah. I don't feel the way I used to feel. I don't have the love the way I used to have the love for you. Things have changed. I don't know what it is. We don't talk anymore. We don't text anymore. Yes. And you see people, you see people walking away from their marriage just like that. Bye-bye. I don't have the feeling anymore. See you later. A sensual wisdom. And you can't pass the word of God through sensuality. Yeah. You can't pray when you feel prayer. You can't serve God when you feel thankful. You can't go on missions when you feel emotional. You can't say, I'm going to serve the Lord when the feeling comes. What about when there's no feeling? Do you know what we feel like most of the time? We have all sorts of feelings. Sometimes when I'm preaching, I just feel hungry. I'll be preaching, all I'm feeling is, I don't feel any anointing, I feel hunger. It's a feeling. I'm not following the feeling that I'm having. At times I don't feel happy, I have to preach. So you don't pass God's instructions through an oblique sensual filter. You just follow what God says. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what feelings I'm having. Yeah. You can't marry someone and say, when I have sex with you, the way I feel, I don't feel like when I was having sex with Lucy or when I was having sex with this other person. I don't get that feeling. Yes. Sit down. Children, you quiet. Then we have demonic or devilish, oblique. You see, each line is different. It can branch into earthly, it can branch into sensual, and it can branch into devilish. And devilish, how do you know that the thoughts you're having are devilish? One, opposition. When you have opposing thoughts, it's like I'm saying, go into all the world, and then your thoughts are, then who will stay if we go? You are canceling my preaching. You are opposing what I'm preaching. It's demonic.
It's demonic because Satan is the adversary or the opposer. Satan's name originally is Lucifer. He was never called Satan. He was called Lucifer. Lucifer means the bright, shining one. Satan means the opposer. So his name was changed to Satan, which means the opposer. So when I am preaching and you have opposing thoughts, if I put somebody in charge and you oppose the person's work, it's demonic thoughts. Your mind is obliquely demonic. And you demonically oppose what is there. Yes. It's devilish thoughts, but you may not say, oh, because opposing thoughts, then accusing thoughts. There are people, whatever passes through their mind, it becomes an accusation. And they accuse you of something in their thoughts. Yes. You know, sometimes you ask somebody, what do you think about this? Or people say what they think without you asking them. And you can see that in their mind are evil thoughts. They are thinking about this in this way. Why do you say this? And they are accusing you of this, accusing you of that. But the mind is an accusatory mind, political mind. Always thinking about bad things, negative things. Yeah. If you're taking an offering, your mind will be, what is the money for? If you are registering, what is the money for? Everything, there's some negative mind. It's true. I can tell you many accusatory thoughts that people have. But I won't even bother to advertise for the devil. His evil thoughts. Yeah. But whenever you think of someone doing something that is right, and then your mind goes to, oh, this is this person's favorite, or this person likes this person. I mean, if I come here and let's say I choose him, I say, you are going to be this and that. Then you start to think, he likes this person. You are accusing me of being partial, of having some evil, or maybe, oh, he gave me some money, so that is why I have chosen him. Or maybe this, or maybe that. Yes. And accusatory thoughts come through your mind. If somebody comes and says, oh, I'm making this person the one in charge, then you start to accuse me. The reason why he's doing this is this. Why this and that? And your resistance to the person shows that you are accusing me of choosing the wrong person. I told one lady once, I said, you can't tell me how to run this church. I said, you can't tell me. In South Africa, I told her, you can't tell me how to run my church. I said, are you not a lay pastor? You go to work, you do business, you do whatever. This is my work, I do it full time. And I have decided this person is in charge, and this person is in charge, and this is what I'm doing. You can't come and tell me how to run a church. No, nobody here can tell me how to run a church in Australia. I will appoint who I want to appoint, and I will set who I want to set here. Accusatory thoughts come into minds when a simple thing says, oh, let this person do this. Then immediately, it passes through a side three ways. Oblique, sensual, oblique, devilish, oblique, earthly. It's true. Three ways. And nothing is normal anymore. Because it's passing through an oblique mind. Political mind. Yes. So why is it somebody from Ghana? Why is it not somebody from Sierra Leone or from Zimbabwe or from South Africa? You see, your mind is obliquely political and demonic. Any racial thing, fear it. Fear it, I tell you.
anything to do with country, color, those things, fear it. Trust me. If you want something to be spoiled, then start those games. Yeah. All of Hitler's works were based on the mind that Russians were inferior. Jews were stupid and inferior. And all of Stalin's killing of more, Stalin killed more people than even Hitler, his own people, were based on the mind that these people are low. And Hitler caused the deaths of 50 million and Stalin more than that from thinking this group are like this. So as soon as your mind goes into this country, this color, that whatever, I thank God for the color that he gave me. Because in Ghana, I am not seen as a black man. I'm seen as a white man. When I go to America, I'm seen as a black man. When I go to South Africa, I'm seen as a colored or white. In everywhere, I'm seen as a person. Even on the plane, somebody told me I was Egyptian. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I don't even know where I come from now. Fiji, yeah, Fiji. I will fit in Fiji. Yeah. Never go. Listen, as soon as your mind goes into race, color. Why is he put this person in charge? I put the person in charge because your nose is too big. That's a good reason why I put the person in charge. Is it not a good reason? There are oblique thoughts for and devilish thoughts. For every instruction that comes, it passes through an oblique filter and you mix it up and something very simple. Go into all the world, it becomes, oh, let's make an orphanage. Not orphanage, go into the world and preach the gospel. What is the orphanage about? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Let's do a school. How does school come in? Preach the gospel. Don't preach money. Don't preach whatever. Preach the gospel. How does it change? Everything changes because it enters your mind and it just twists in a different direction. That's what's happened. That's why there's emptiness and barrenness. Because every instruction is passed through a filter in your head and goes in three different ways. A very simple thing. And it's very sad. It's very sad. Because very little gift is needed to accomplish the will of God. Only one talent will do much and make you into a ruler. Only one little talent will change everything. If only we would obey. Yeah. God knows the people that he's calling. God knows the people that he's calling, how weak they are. If they will do his will, you see how much of a difference it will make in the world. Even today, I see the slowest phlegmatic people who are obedient, even phlegmatically obedient. As the years go by, you see that even the fruits that they have, just by being obedient in their own snail pace, it is even better than anything else. People who disobey. It's true. So, today marks the day where if you tell somebody something and the person is changing it, immediately you shout what? Oblique. And then there are three obliques. Say, oblique devilish. Oblique devilish. Yeah. It's an oblique is happening. Oblique sensual. If the word of God tells you to marry and be married and stay married, and you can't be saying, oh, but the feeling is gone. And so, oblique what? Sensual. Oblique sensual is coming. Yeah. If he says, go into all the world, then you say, ah, but I have to look after my grandmother. An oblique something is coming now, isn't it? Oblique what? Oblique earthly. Yeah. Grandmother, my husband, my wife, my this, my child. An oblique earthly change is coming. Yeah. Accusation, opposition. Something has been said, do, and then you are doing it with resistance. It's what? Oblique devilish. Yes. I see that the word is not just entering you clearly and easily. Clearly and easily. So we are here because there are islands all around this area that we have been told, go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't need any oblique earthly deviation from the clear instruction that God has given us. An island is an island. Yes. An island is an island. Yes. A soul is a soul. Yes. And the world is the world. Yeah. And you see, this church has been going on for 20 years. All those who passed my clear command. I came to Australia. I had a camp. I said 1,000 something. 1,000 what? Australia 1,000. 1,000 church members. 1,000 church members. All those who passed my instruction through an oblique filter. What the difference is that you have food to eat. You have somewhere to stay. You have car to drive. Me too, I have food to eat. I have somewhere to stay. I have car to drive. That's all. We are all the same. It hasn't changed anything. I have a blender in my house. I have a toaster. Do you have a toaster? I have a toaster. Some of you don't have a toaster, but I have a toaster. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above. In other words, what brings fruitfulness in your life, okay, is peaceable. Yes, peaceable. You know, peace is very important. Gentle. Amen. Easy to be entreated. Some of us are difficult to be entreated. But when you are wise, you are easy to be what? Entreated. You are easy to be talked to. To entreat somebody means to talk to somebody about something or to persuade someone. When you are difficult to be entreated, you are not wise. It's not wise. The Bible says the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Then it's peaceable. Then it's gentle. Then it's easy to be entreated. It's easy to talk to you. It's easy to persuade you. Stubbornness is one of the greatest evils of the human race. In fact, the Bible says if a man has a stubborn son, he is supposed to bring the stubborn son out of the city and they are supposed to stone him. 2 hard, 2 long to speak to you, 2 long for a 1 meeting about 1 simple issue, 2 many explanations, 2 many people have to say the same thing in different ways to get you to see, to understand something. It shows a lack of wisdom. Wisdom from above is pure, peaceful, gentle, easy to be entreated. Then it shows you are a wise girl. And the most stubborn people are phlegmatics. Yes. You know what? Phlegmatics are the nicest, easiest looking personalities to flow with. They look like they are flowing. But I tell you, you are soon going to discover that your phlegmatic is difficult to change. Yeah. I saw a choleric woman and she was married to a phlegmatic man. And what the phlegmatic man did to her, it was, I tell you, I saw that she was going mad. He's just there. He's just there. Nothing moves him. She can't believe it. He's just there. Just look at her. Whatever she does, he's just there. And say that she's going mad. That's what drives her crazy. Stubborn. No change. Yes. So, when you are easy to be entreated, you are wise. So think about it from today. From today, if there's any meeting with you, just ask yourself, am I being wise at this meeting? You become somebody who is easy to talk to. You should become somebody who is easy to tell you, change your hairstyle. No, I'm not saying you should change your hairstyle. But I'm standing in front of you. Yes. 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 If somebody tells you, take off that makeup, it should be easy. It should be easy to tell you, take off that red lipstick. It makes you look like a prostitute. Yes. When we say take it off, it should be easy to entreat you. That shows you are a wise child or a wise person. Some of you become even more ugly when you put on makeup. More ugly. More. Shh. One day I met a sister full of all the things on her face. And there was only one thing that I wanted to tell her. But I didn't say, do you know what was it in my head? Do you want what was in my head? I was thinking to myself, you look like somebody I saw in a coffin. A dead body. Yes. You look like somebody I saw in a coffin. You know how they make up the dead body with lipstick and so much. I said, you remind me of the... But I didn't say, I just looked at her. Oh, how are you? I said, okay. Yeah. Are you there?
Yes.
Or you are leaving?
No.
Yeah. She looked familiar. She reminded me of a dead body. Yeah. So much of the faith. This one, so much. No. You should be easy to entreat. You'll grow up later and find out. Yeah. You see, people don't tell you. If anyone has ever told you you're looking ugly, people don't say that. They just say, oh, hi, you're looking at. Oh, I like your dress. But not that you are nice in the dress. The dress from the shop is nice, but not you are nice. You are not nice. No. You'll notice, as a lady, no one ever tells you that you're looking ugly. Nobody will say that. They're just quiet. So, oh, oh, how are you? That's all. But no one says you are looking ugly. Yeah. Oh, I like your dress. Oh, I like your. Oh, your hair. Oh, this. Meanwhile, your head looks like a cashew nut. So you must learn to be easy, to be advised about anything. Yeah. And that shows a wise person. You are listening to a wise person. You are talking to a wise person. But once the meeting is longer, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes is going on, trying to explain to you something is important, to go to school, to go to university, to finish your school, to do this. It's long meeting. You don't see, you don't understand. You want to do theater. You want to do drama. You want to do singing. You want to do something else. Oblique. Yes. Pass through a filter. Full of mercy and good fruits. When you are full of God's wisdom, you are full of forgiveness. All ladies here who are bitter, not forgiving, you are not wise. Wisdom from above is full of mercy. It's not wise to not forgive. Wisdom that is from above is full of mercy. Full of forgiveness. If you are not full of mercy, you are not wise. You have to be full of mercy. It's wise to be full of mercy. Full of forgiveness. I forgive you. It's okay. Play on. Doesn't matter. Mother didn't look after you. Your father didn't look after you. This one didn't give you money. This one forgot about you. This one neglected you. We've had people even who've left the church because they felt we neglected them. It was not a wise move. You should have been full of mercy and to forgive you. Because one day you also be a leader and you also neglect somebody. Yes. Full of good fruits. Where are your fruits? Once I see your souls and your fruits, if we are having a camp here in Australia, we should not be able to fit into this hall. Yes. The fruits show the wisdom. Yes. Some of you have been pastors for 15 years. What fruits do you have to show? You were pastors when Peter was here. Where are your fruits? Your fruits show your wisdom. What wisdom is this that such mighty works? Oh God, Psalm 104 verse 24, how manifold are thy works? In wisdom thou hast made them all. Show me your works, I know you are wise. Yeah. Show me your works, I know you are wise. Yes. Show me your works, I know you are wise. Show me your works, then I know you are wise. Not your presence, your works. Your works show who you are. Yeah. So wisdom is what we are looking for. And whatever instruction God gives us, let us believe it. Amen. How many islands do you have in the Pacific? Huh? Only 23 islands. And how many churches do we have here? Do we have churches on all the 23 islands? We have churches on 7 islands. And there are 23 islands. Only 23 islands? I know there's about 2,500 islands. The major ones that are countries. Yes. Each of these flags is from one of the islands. Are we there or we are not there? Who is from Tonga? Who is from Tonga here? Palau Island, 20,200 people. 22,000 people. Who is going to go there? American Samoa, 53,000 people. Who don't know their left from their right? Waiting for somebody. Don't pass it through any oblique thought. Australia, 25 million people. I mean, if you have a church in Australia with 100 members and you've got 25 million people here, can you be happy with yourselves? Why would you be clapping for yourselves? Huh? Don't pass what I'm saying through any oblique thought. Tonga, 110,000. God bless you for making these cards. 110,000 people who don't know their left from their right. Who is going to go there? Many are called. Many are called. We are called to go to every island whilst we are alive. It's been 20 years of paddling around the sea around Australia when these islands are there, and we have to build churches. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. But oblique thoughts prevent people from anywhere. Yeah. Vanuatu. Who is this for? 290,000 people. Huh? That's your island? That's your island? 290,000 people. If you have a church there with 60 members, are you happy with it? If you obey, as soon as you hear, do this, and then the oblique thoughts come in. Oh, Vanuatu people, you know, they are like this, they are like this, they are like that. You know, the people are like this. You know, islanders, they are like this. Are oblique. Marshall Islands. 53,000 people. Many are called. And you need only one talent. And I'll tell you why you need only one talent. You need only one talent because obedience
Whether you are having 1 talent, 3 talents, 5 talents, 20 talents, obedience gives rise to the same effect when you obey. Because it's your obedience. That is your faith. Without faith, you cannot obey God. You cannot please God. So a person with 1 talent, like me. Me, I'm a 1 talenter. I'm a person with 1 talent. If you want to know a 1 talent ministry, that's me. Yeah. You know, I've been laughed at all through my ministry. People have always laughed at me. Because when somebody with 1 talent comes, you just start. So you can see that this person doesn't have much gift. He's just fighting through, his way through with his 1 talent. If I can get somebody with 1 talent to go to Marshall Islands, 53,000 people stand a chance of having Jesus as their savior. I mean it. But our oblique earthly thoughts have said, I need to prosper in Australia. And where is the prosperity after 20 years? Huh? It's a good question, isn't it? Yeah. Come here, down here, my dear. Northern Mariana Islands, come. Who is going to go to Northern Mariana Islands? Who's going to go to Northern? You going to go? Good. Come, stand up. You're going to go to Northern Mariana Islands. Are you serious or you're joking? You're serious? How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
20 years old. Ready at 20. You're going to go to Northern Mariana Islands. When you obey God, the effect is just amazing. You know, I'll tell you this little story about the rat. There was a rat which, you know, some animals like elephants have beds sitting on them. So there was this rat that was hanging onto the elephant, the back of the elephant. And he actually moved to go to the ear because the ear is very big like this. So the elephant was having the rat on the ear. And the elephant wanted to cross a river. So the elephant came to this shaky bridge and started to try to cross it. He put one leg on the bridge and the whole thing started swinging. And then he put the next leg and the bridge was swinging. He put the next leg, the bridge was swinging very precariously. 4, 5, 6. And eventually the elephant crossed. Now the rat was hanging onto the ear of the elephant. Do you know what the rat told the elephant? The rat told the elephant, we shook the bridge. We shook the bridge. So, you see, Jesus is the elephant. And you are just hanging on to Jesus. You are going to shake the islands. Hallelujah! You are going to shake the islands. The islands will be shaken for Jesus Christ. And people will be thinking, wow! And the truth is that you were hanging on to the elephant, so you shook the bridge. It's true. We shook the bridge. So the islands are going to shake. So this little girl is the rat who is hanging on the elephant's ear. And you're going to shake Mariana Islands. And then you whisper into Jesus' ear, we shook Mariana Islands. Come and let's take a Mariana Island picture. Stand and take pictures.
Every island, every city, every island, every city, every island, every
Now, it's not only a song. It's a real thing. Tuvalu. Tuvalu. 12,000 people who don't know their left from their right. Tuvalu. Tuvalu here? Yeah? From Tuvalu? Look at a little rat here. Where's the picture? Come. We shook the island. 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 We shook the city. We shook the island. We shook the island. We shook the island. We shook the island. We shook the city, we shook the island. With one talent. Yes, only one talent. One talent is enough to make you a ruler. People don't obey. That's all. That's all. We had a church in one of the cities in England, and all the people, hello brother, what's your problem?